Lots of Looney.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho. Hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their green white coats.
Tonight. Welcome to the inaugural, very first, absolute apex beginning of the Looney Bin Radio Show. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? I hope you're doing well. I'm going to bring in my lovely co-host for the evening. Nope, wrong lovely co-host.
That just makes me want to dance.
And there she is, the lovely Cassie Jo. How you doing, Cass?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good, really good. Excited about this very first Looney Bin Radio. Monday Madness at the Looney Bin.
And it is a little madness. Yes, it is.
It is. Well, you know, you got to be mad to try and put a radio show against Raw. You know?
Yes, this is very true.
We've got our own competition going here.
Especially with it. Being a special Raw.
A very special Raw. Yeah, well, you know, what the hell. We have a couple of callers already. We're doing good. The chat room looks a little lively. So I'm not really hurting here. I think this is we're just going to have a little bit of fun tonight and see what's going on. So I'm very proud that the Looney Bin has 180 members. That's bigger than I ever thought it could possibly be. And I'm very proud to have such a great GM staff. including the lovely Ms. Sassy Intentions, Wildfire, and of course yourself, Cassie Jo.
Damn right on me.
Yeah, and you're absolutely stellar. So how's everything going over in the tag team division?
The tag team is rocking. We have a surprisingly emerging number one contender budding out there. So I think after this week, we'll have a clear idea of who's going to be facing for those titles.
Oh, good, good. Because I don't think I'm out of the competition. It's me and Tigress. I don't think we're knocked out yet, are we?
I don't think you're not knocked out. But
yeah, okay.
So far, there's only one team that's still undefeated. So.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But you know, awesome. I wish we had Wildfire call in. I don't know if she's going to make it. I'd like to talk to her a little bit about the hardcore. But you two ladies have been doing a great job with your divisions, and you know that just makes my job so much easier because we didn't have tags. And I was desperate to get tag teams going. And I thought, oh, God, I'll ask Cassie. She's never going to say yes. And you did. And I was like, oh. Then I said, well, I asked Cassie to do radio. She's never going to say yes. And you did. And it was like, oh. I was so happy. But,
well, you know, I like doing tags, being the GM for tags. Tags can be a lot of fun. And one hand, but then they can also be frustrating when teams keep dissolving and stuff like that.
I know,
but,
it's working. Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
Yeah, and you do a good job. You make the nameplates for the teams. You know, sometimes the teams will come up with their own plates. Sometimes they'll ask me to make them a nameplate, whatever. As long as we get enough of them done. But, you know, what I really like best about you and Wildfire is I don't have to worry about you guys. You know, you guys are going to do a good job. I just come in and look and go, oh, my God, you guys just did perfectly. With my a couple of my previous GMs, I babysat them and had to walk through and hold their hands and do it. And when I didn't, everything went to hell. Like, you remember the pudding cup, which was your idea from back in the Vices and Virtues days. I brought it to the pudding cup. That got so screwed up. Every single one of the pudding cup matches timed out. I said, "That's it. I'm done. No more pudding cup for a gauntlet. I'll figure out a different ladder to the first place, to the golden straight jacket." So yeah.
And that's the other thing too is, you know, when you come up with ideas that are feasible and good, is getting people to want to participate and, you know, and having a GM that knows what they're doing to get them in there.
Yeah. Well, we saw today that Octavius Dewey Spencer is going to be running an event at the Looney Bin, and we're just kind of all hoping he's got it all together because I don't really know what it's going to be like. I just sort of said yes, and I told Wildfire, "This is your responsibility, so I don't want to know nothing about that. You're in charge over there, young lady."
Well, at least it's her in charge of him.
Exactly. We don't have. I don't, like I said. What?
I had my fun just spanking his ass twice in two different matches. So.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, I don't want to have to babysit my GMs. I want to let you people do whatever you want. Give you free reign. I'll give you all the coins and bucks you need. Just put on a good show. Make everybody happy. That's exactly what I want. I want to come in and feel like a guest in my own house. You know what I mean? I want to come in and party with my own people and stuff like that. And speaking of party, there's no party animal that I know better than this lady. Now, the problem is there's two theme songs here. I'm going to play this one.
You want to get hot?
I spoke two joints in the morning. I spoke two joints at night. I spoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I spoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I spoke two joints before I spoke two joints, and then I spoke two more.
Yes, it's the beautiful Tank Girl. How you doing, Tanky?
I'm doing good, but I'm only smoking one joint at this moment. I can't smoke two more because I'm only smoking one.
Okay, yeah. And
right.
And how's that joint going?
It's mighty tasty.
Yeah, you don't want to get too high. You got a show to do after this one.
Too high? Oh, my God. Where have you been?
There's no such thing as too high, is there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty. Yeah, you see, I'm supposed to be doing my homework and watching Raw, but I decided to come hang out with you for an hour and a half.
Good.
Yeah, because I have a show too, right? And, well, yeah. I'd rather go to my show in a good mood.
There you go. Well, we're glad that you came to hang out with us and bullshit with us tonight and do your show in a good mood.
Yeah. What's going on, man? What's shaking? What are we doing here on the inaugural night of your
show? Oh, well, I have a couple of things planned. I wanted to talk about some of the events that we were doing in
Bouncy.
Those are Bub's breasts, I suppose. I wanted to talk about the special event that we were running, the Crackpot Poetry event, which is not completed yet, but there are certain entries in Crackpot Poetry that are coming in, and I think some people got, well, I don't think anybody really got the instructions properly. Well,
I think we got it right.
I saw some people were trying really, really, really hard do it properly.
I did participate. It was fun, I will say. So was I supposed to rhyme the last word they say?
Yeah, but the problem
is
without changing it up, it's the same rhyme every line all the way through. See, it's supposed to be that the first person gives the first line, the second person gives the line with the rhyme to it, and then another line for the first person to rhyme to.
That's supposed to go
back and forth in twos and twos and twos.
Instead of,
like, the first person just is one. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find your poem here.
I don't know if it was called a poem. It was kind of a stoner diatribe, really. But
stoner diatribe, yeah. Revenge and Tank Girl. I don't think that match is over.
It.
Actually, your match isn't over, is it? No, it's not. That's
almost.
Why I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Over.
What I have here? I have Blacklisted Randy and Morgan Snowhawk. You're no poet. Couldn't even show it. Yeah, bro, I know it. I guess I'm on my own. I just hope I don't blow it. I ain't no joke. I can do this. Now it's about time I show it. See, that's the problem. It doesn't mix up. There's no, you don't get that second set of rhymes. And I think that was my fault because very few people got it. This is Luzon Warrior Queen got it, and somebody else. Who was the other one? Somebody else tried getting it, but they couldn't convince their partners to do it. So, you know, here's a cute one from Cougar and Tigress. There once was an imp named Dink, whose mind was on the brink, but he really had no clue. He had so much to do, so now he really needs a drink. But being an imp, decided to drink, put a peg on his nose, put a glass to his nose, and said, "This really stinks." I have no. It was a limerick until the end. I can't figure out how to make a limerick out of the end, but it was kind of a cool idea.
Okay, I pasted my match in there. You can go read it. I just finished it.
Okay, all right. I'll get
it's
to it.
It's kind of funny.
I'll put it all together in time. You posted it in the chat room.
Hang on. Yeah, and I'm going to post in the scene just now too.
Okay. I'll see if I can read this from the match here. From the match itself. But so I was already asked if we were gonna do this again. And I said, "Well, again, this the first one's not over." They're like, "Oh, I wanna do it again, I wanna get it right and do it again." And, you know, pick a partner that has somewhat of a brain that's similar to theirs that they can work with. So,
now, I can honestly say I didn't really know much about Revenge, and you didn't really know much about her at all. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we have, we started with Revenge saying,
Dinky, Dinky, Dinky,
yes.
Dinky,
yes.
Dinky,
yes.
Dinky.
Yes.
There is a very hot lady waiting for you over here. See, right over there.
Oh, my.
A very hot lady.
Very,
oh, my goodness.
Very hot.
Oh, my goodness. You know something? I don't even think I have a theme song for her.
Which hot lady?
She's hot, lady. Can't you see?
I don't have a theme song for her. All right. She ran calling wildfire.
Oh.
Did I get her? There she is. Hey, wildfire.
Don't do that. I hate that song.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't mean to say that you're a horse.
My horse. Hot bloody. Can't you see? All right. I'm going to bounce back over here and quiet again.
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
hi,
seriously,
wildfire.
I'm no force. That's all just a... Hi, how you doing?
All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. So tell me, lovely lady, whose voice I'm hearing for the very first time in my life, tell me, how's everything going in the hardcore division?
Well, it's good. I didn't have much to go on, so I just kind of made up my own thing, and I'm starting from here and just winging it and see how I go.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You know, that's like I was just saying before, I'm just so glad that I don't have to babysit the hardcore division finally.
Yeah, well, we've got the one contender at the moment, but because of the length of the matches, we weren't going to have enough of a backlog of people, because 75% matches for a hardcore is just freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
So...
That is tough.
That's just so, not what hardcore is about.
No, that's great. I'm really glad you did two contender tournaments at the same time. That's brilliant. I never thought of doing that. I should have done that for a couple of different things that I did. So I'm really happy.
But that's like the most obvious reason to be doing it in the first place.
Really? Awesome, awesome.
I thought everybody did that.
Well, everybody should do that. We're just not all as smart as you.
That's why you belong in the loony bin.
That's right. Well, we do have a couple more callers here. I'm going to bring on one of them. Let me see here. I guess I'll bring this guy on right now.
Nightmare. Child.
Well, hello there, Nightmare Child. How are you doing?
Doing pretty damn good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing awesome, doing awesome. Just excited to be here on the very first inaugural edition of Loony Bin Radio. So welcome to it. So have you been enjoying the Loony Bin there, Nightmare?
It's pretty good. Decent talent,
yeah.
Pretty good matches.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a tag team?
To be honest, I think I am. I would have to look again.
Okay. You don't even know.
I think he is. I can find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want. I mean, it's not that big deal. I'm just trying to get some conversation going with the boy here. With the boy. So, you didn't enter the Crackpot Poetry Contest, though, did you?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, that was the last of the January free events. And as you guys noticed, I have left the open challenge at 10,000 coins. So we're still going to be at 10,000 coins. I will, if I need to, if it looks like we can't sustain 10,000 coins, I'm going to lower the open challenge to 7,500 coins. But it used to be at 6,000, so it's still higher than it was if I decide to lower it. But so far, it looks like we're doing okay at 10,000 coins. I just got to make sure we get enough tournaments throughout the week for people to join to bolster the economy so we can actually keep afloat in this weird economy.
Now, a lot of people will laugh at this, but the reason why I haven't been entering many tourneys is because I've been trying to build my coins back up so that I can start entering, you know, tourneys by the book again, you know?
Oh, okay. You have Jay Crusher Bagwell in queue.
Jay Crusher Bagwell. Well, we have a couple of guys in queue. Let me see if I can find Baggy here.
You know.
And Nightmare Child's part of the Dogs of Hell with Godric.
Not Midget.
Nice.
Okay. We don't have a Bagwell. Look at this. The closest I have is where it says George Takei says you are a douchebag. No, that's not Bagwell's thing. That's the only bag we have in there. So,
he'd probably be an area code.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be old Mr. Price.
Yeah, we gotta get Baggy a theme song. But we'll bring him on. Hiya, Baggy. How you doing?
Hey, doing, Dink. How y'all doing?
Okay,
hi.
Just
Hi, Baggy.
Hi, Tanky.
Well, it's cool having you two on.
So y'all got going on tonight?
Oh, I have a couple things planned. I have a game planned in a little bit, so we're going to build up to that. Going to wait till just a little while longer. We have some more. We have some more callers and stuff. So I just want to get.
Go ahead, send me an invite to the Looney Bin, and I'll show up there, kick some ass, take some names, drink some beer, whatever I got to do.
Okay, you got it. We'll send you an invite. Awesome.
Yeah, and then you get to see their doctor, and they'll prescribe you some really good meds.
That's right. Yeah, see, doctor
some good
feels
shit, basically.
Yeah, doctor feels good. It's coming in for you.
Oh yeah, doctor feels good.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I got another guy I've been waiting on hold, just chomping at the bit to come in. So I'm gonna bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Destroyer, Halima Okeka. And there he is. Hiya, Kenta.
Hey, Kenta.
Nice theme song.
And how dare you give away my hiding spot to Tad, you butthead.
Oh.
And Kenta drops. As soon as he's put on the air, he drops. Oh, man. Well, we heard the theme song.
He got scared of me.
Yeah, we didn't get to hear his theme song last week, so he got his theme song, and whoop, off he went. Yeah, you scared him off, Bubs.
Dale.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, good try there, Ken. Good try. All right, so I have a little game.
Am I still here?
You're still here.
Yeah, dude.
Hello.
You're
still here.
He's there. It's Kenta. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hello, Kenta.
What's up, Kenta?
Speak, Kenta. Speak.
Of what?
Kenta.
Are you there?
He talks. He talks when we don't think he's there. Then when he is there, he doesn't talk.
Darn it.
Well, that's Kenta for you. Well, he'll talk when he wants to.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. There you are. We hear you.
Oh, really? I'm right here, guys.
All right, guys.
I'm here.
All right, Kenta. Nice to hear you.
Must be the low Wi-Fi I'm having right now.
Yeah, I think so. So, Kenta, are you in a tag team?
I have
a
really, really... Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a tag team?
No, I'm not. I'm just here to say that I'm going to come. Nope, not yet. I'm not in Looney Bin yet.
Oh, you're not in the Looney Bin, you son of a bitch?
Not yet.
I'll tell you what.
You tell him.
You better get it.
Tell you what, kid, you get into the...
Yeah, you gotta get into the loony bin. What is this happy horse shit?
Tell you what, kid, you get the loony bin, I get the loony bin, we tag the team together, we'll take care of business.
Oh, there you go. Kent and Bagwell. What do you think? Man, there you go. You guys think of a tag team name, let me tell you.
The Crusher and the Destroyer.
The Crusher and the Monster. The Destroyer, absolutely.
The Crusher and the Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear that you're not in the swamp either. What's up with that?
What?
Also not in the swamp. What's up with that?
Sorry. Bubs.
I sent invites out.
Bubs, sorry.
I'm never in the swamp.
I'm not.
I'm never in the swamp either.
Yeah, you better get in the swamp.
Yeah, after giving my hiding spot away to my brother, you need to be fed to the damn gators. Is why you need to come to the swamp.
Yeah, I probably need to come back to the swamp.
Talking to me?
I love the swamp.
I mean, seriously, I didn't lose his twins. They jumped on a Mardi Gras float. I couldn't help it.
Alrighty. Well, here's what I want.
I will be in the swamp. I will be in your company, Bubs, and I will be in Dig's company.
All right. That sounds good.
I sent
good.
Out invites to both Jake and Kenta.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for taking care of that for me, because I'm going to need somebody to look at the chat room. Because I want our chat people to play along with this. I've got a game set up here for everybody, I'm gonna work the game itself here, and it's a game of Looney Bin Mad Libs. Yes, where I ask you for parts of speech, and I need somebody to choose from the chat room or from the assembled voices on the radio. What some of these parts of speech would be. Okay,
who's ever
so...
typing stop? Who's ever typing stop?
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason.
So, but you want me to do what for how many cookies?
Yeah, I can't see the chat room.
I'm looking at it right now. I got the chat, no problem.
Okay, so we're going to do...
I can't see the chat room, guys.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll see it for you.
I can't see the chat.
Relax, Kenta. We have.
I'll see it for
Tank
you.
Girl. We have Tank Girl to look at the chat room. We're good. Okay. I'm going to ask for parts of speech. You're going to give me these parts of speech, and then I'm going to put them into a news article and then read them back to you with your words. The first thing will be I need an adjective. This describes a noun. Like, what kind of a blank? Like, imagine it could be big, it could be brown, it could be sloppy, it could be sleepy, it could be...
Could it be double?
It could be double, it could be double wide.
Double shot.
It could be a double shot, it could be... So somebody... Choose on.
Veils is juicy.
Juicy, thank you. Juicy.
Judge judgment gave erection.
That's what it's going to say, juicy erection.
Actually, erection fits the very next thing I need to say, because it would be an action word. Verb, erection, thank you.
Greasy nipples.
I need a type of personality. What like a good person, bad person, a crazy person, a lunatic.
A hyper person.
Bouncy.
What is that?
Bouncy.
Innocent.
Bouncy. What are you, bouncy or innocent? Bouncy's kind of...
No.
I don't know.
I am a bouncy personality.
Bouncy, okay, bouncy. Welcher,
pimpin' put sourpuss, judgment put dumpster diver,
Muncher,
nightmare
crazy psychopath.
All right, I'll take. I will take bouncy for that one. All right, let's move on here.
I need an
shit liquor.
Occupation.
Oh, is shit liquor an occupation?
Shit liquor's an occupation.
Oh, eating rat food, that's why.
There we go. I need a noun, a proper noun. This is not a proper noun. A proper noun would be it's somebody's name.
Proper
I need
noun.
Just a noun.
What, a place?
No, a noun. It could be a person, place,
what
or thing, but not a, you know, it's not a
band.
Person's name.
Huh?
What is that?
A fan. Muff diver.
A tree.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Oh, a muff diver. I can use muff diver for that.
Christopher put park.
Oh, hell
okay.
Yeah.
And now I need a slang term. Slang term.
Shit.
You know, Ebonics or whatever you want to call it.
Bang.
Come on, let's come on, chat. Come on, play along. Let's go.
A term.
Wait,
it can be like a
twerk.
Phrase, like a
twerk.
Slang term
twerk.
Or phrase.
Twerk.
Twerk.
Pimping.
Right.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Slamming.
Stokey. Evil. Kiz kiz.
All right, I'm going to take
what
twerk.
What the hell is that?
I'm going to take that just because I'm done. All right, I need
I
a proper noun.
In.
Proper noun. Give me somebody's name. Proper noun.
Judgment.
Yeah.
Judgment.
Judgment.
He can take the law.
Judgment. And I need another proper noun.
Hogan.
Hogan?
Herbicide.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I was kind of hoping to get Donald Trump in there somewhere along the line. I need a company name.
Looney Bin.
Looney Bin. Okay. I need a body part.
You
gotta
think now.
Venus.
Toe.
Elbow.
But JJ.
But JJ.
Okay, I need another proper noun, another name.
Swamp donkey.
Yeah.
Swamp donkey.
Antonio
yeah,
Banderas.
Man. Antonio Banderas.
Pimpin's got taint. Miss Tazzy's got eyes. Vale's got moob.
He said taint.
Move.
Oh,
nice.
No. I'm just stoned enough to play this game.
B66 foot tongue.
And now I need something that you wear.
A bra.
Dog.
Underwear.
Dog.
G-string. Hulk leg warmers. Go-go boots.
A rooty tooty My Little Pony Jabroni Unicorn headpiece. Yep.
Yeah. I'll take a G-string for that.
Condoms.
Okay, ladies. Sometimes.
Christopher Price says condoms. Tazzy says socks. Vale says pasties.
Yeah, the things you put over your nipples. Yeah, you know.
Not all right,
I'll take condom for that. Okay, we're done.
Unicorn
we
headband.
Go.
I like the unicorn headband.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever Looney Bin Mad Libs. This is a story from CNN.
Oh, no.
Good news, everyone. You can now wear your mildly juicy face with some erection. The phenomenon known as resting bouncy face is real, according to shit lickers. Better yet, there's research available that could explain why some muff divers are twerking. A study conducted in October 2015, scientists Judgment J. Esquire and Donald Trump from the Looney Bin, a company that developed software for observational and behavioral research, used the company's penis reader software to analyze the faces of celebrities like Swamp Donkey and Tank Girl.
notable public figures who have been known to occasionally wear a condom. And there you go. That was it. That was the very first. And I'm gonna publish this. I'm gonna publish this in the Loony Bin for future posterity. Yeah. This was the Loony Bin. Thank you. I gotta kind of have a theme song. I think I'll do this every week. This is funny.
Wow.
But that was Loony Bin Mad Libs.
I am so glad I was anything while this was going on.
You gotta do this once a week, man.
Yeah, this is gonna be This will be a recurring game. I'm sure that was good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, chat room folks, for thanks for playing. And oh, boy. All right. I laughed. I don't know about you guys.
It was funny.
I'm only half enjoying the entire night. Okay. Well, I have a little song I played.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have a little song.
I heard Jake snorting in the background. It's her.
As the giggles.
Oh, yes. I know that's not anywhere.
Of course.
Yeah. I have a little song recorded to address the epidemic. Epidemic of alts that popped up in the game. Some people have upward of 20 alts. I've known people who've had 20 some alts.
You know how
that all goes, right? All the different alts in the game. So I'm gonna play a little song I wrote to address that situation. Pretty women out talking to gorillas on the feed. They're all the alts of the same lady, or so I'm told. Look over there.
Where?
There's a lady's alt I used to date. She's married now or engaged, you know it gets so old.
Is she really gonna marry him? Is she gonna have a different guy tonight? Is she really gonna marry him?
Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Every day the parade of alts are talking on the feed. I watch my friends hooking up with them, they're such a fool. Look over there.
Where?
There, in 2 days they will have new boyfriends who wait around for their turn, and so there goes your proof.
Is she really gonna marry him? Is she gonna have a different guy tonight? Is she really gonna marry him?
Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But to tell the truth, guys are getting 1/20th of a woman's time. I've had it up to here. Listen, you, do you get off messing with men's minds? How can you be so freaking mean? Hey, yeah, yeah.
Is she really gonna marry him? playhouse with a different guy tonight? Is she really gonna marry him?
If my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here.
Something's going wrong around here. Something's going wrong around here. Something's going wrong around here. Something's going wrong around.
Oh, yes. Apologies to Joe Jackson. But that was the alt song. Is she really going to marry him? And that's what I don't understand.
Great voice.
Oh, thank you very much, thank you. Well, what I don't understand really is, you know, how these people can have so many alts and then have so many in relationships and so many marriages and so many, you know, I mean, it's just, it boggles the mind. Speaking of marriages, I was, again, trying to get my good friend, Crushing Craw, on the radio tonight. And, of course, she bagged out on me, like she always does. But her and Best are getting married on Sunday, on Valentine's Day. So,
that's great.
There's an event to look forward to. And I was asking her today, so what are the plans? And she says, I don't know, he's going to do it. So I said, what are you going to do, elope? She's like, I don't know.
Well, so, I guess everybody doesn't know about me and Tank getting engaged.
Well,
yeah, we're engaged.
Tell us about it. So when did have you set a date?
I don't know. Am I muted?
You're not muted.
Okay, I missed the unmuted person.
You missed the unmuted. I just muted to everybody for the song.
Yeah, well, okay, we're going to have a nice long engagement just because, well, my last engagement didn't go that great. So,
I hear that. I hear that. But
I am in no hurry. I know I got Tanky, and Tanky got me, so we ain't got nothing to worry about. We got this.
Mm-hmm. When you guys want to set a date, let me know, okay? And I'll host your wedding for you because you know, we could do it on the radio or we could do it as a scene. What I like to do is I like to have the actual ceremony itself as a private ceremony, which I record as a video, and then play that at the reception. Then it's like, then nobody comes in and messes with your ceremony, because every time you have a wedding ceremony, some jackass is jumping around going, I charge the altar and tackle hug the bride. You know, it's like, oh no, come on.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and it just turns into a wedding like Macho Man and Liz. So,
and you know, you got some jackass.
Some guy charging in to ruin shit.
You got some guy.
Someone coming in. Okay. I'm warning you, folks. You want to come in and charge my wedding, you're going to be met with a tank and a big cannon. Okay?
Straight up the ass.
Straight up your ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Thank you.
Best wedding ever to this date. I'm going to tell you right now, it's still mine and Icon's. I mean, we got married on the space station.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I mean, you could not get into the wedding because we were on the space station. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was the Irish Slayer and the wild-eyed Yeti and a couple others playing with dildos in the middle of the ceremony. I think Tank was involved. They thought they were,
damn, and I missed all that.
I supplied the dildos.
That does not surprise me none.
Yep, I do remember that. Dildos in the space station. Dildos in space.
Well, yeah. Dinky, weren't you the ring bearer?
I was the ring bearer. I had these
dildos floating everywhere.
Yeah, I had the Velcro shoes on, so I didn't go floating off.
Oh, good. Oh, Lord.
Go floating off.
Well, you know, the best part, of course, was Ian. It had been so tainted by the dildos that I kind of just blew it up after we all flew away.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's, you know, doing weddings in Wrestler Unstoppable, it's a difficult thing, you know, because you're either going to be, you don't want them to be boring, but you don't want them to be overrun and rude. Because I've seen a few.
What I hate somebody in a wedding, they take 3 hours to do one wedding.
Yep. That's another
okay,
thing
pause.
Too.
Just can you please wait for half a second? Whoever is typing and has not muted themselves, if you do it again, I'm going to verbally slap you. Are we clear?
Please self-mute while you're typing.
To be honest, when it comes to weddings, I think my two most favorite parts is, you know, seeing the whole event unfold and the reception afterwards. The festivities are always fun.
Yeah. Right. That's why what I was doing was making that little video presentation as the actual ceremony itself. So when you get in there, it's like reception. Oh, do you want to see the wedding? Nah, most people hell of it. But if you want to see the sappy stuff, the vows, the blah blah blah, sure, fine, go ahead, click the button and look at it. But you know, you don't have to sit through it. You don't have to sit through somebody being an asshole through it. You know. Just get to the wedding and listen to the wedding singer. I've been a wedding singer at a couple weddings. I sang at two of Show Me Breaker's weddings, anyway. And the Mighty Vuvuzela actually sang at my wedding when I married Camille. And the recording of it is actually her sitting down at her manager, sitting down at her piano, singing. It's a beautiful thing. Then that's on YouTube. I'm sure I can find that for future reference, but yeah, she's got a beautiful voice, and she's just was a wonderful person to do that for me. Yeah.
I married Ali and Shell. I had to beat the shit out of a skinny ass Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
And I sang "I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll" for that wedding.
Oh. Yep.
Yep,
you did.
That was. Yeah,
I
that
actually
was,
heard that. That was a good song.
Oh, good. That's one thing you don't want to is bad girl to sing. That's. No, that'd be a horrible
thing. No. You sound like you could sing country music. You can't sing country music?
Well, I am from the South.
I know you're from the South. You have a good voice
well,
for country music.
Yeah. Listen to that drawl. He ain't from the South. Oh, no, not him.
No, not at all. Now, what we got to do for country music, we got to get Bubs on here singing some country music. You got to get Bub singing some maybe Patsy Cline. I don't know.
You know what? Speaking of Bubsy's voice, and I hope she can hear me say this, and she can she can snort and turn her nose up all she wants, but I want to hear her singing some Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks?
Well, I'd rather take some paint
now.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on the shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. And that's all you assholes get tonight.
Nice.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
That's really nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
You've got a great voice, let me tell you. Stellar. I plug around and croak my vocals out into the microphone, but she's really got talent.
That little part she threw in at the end was awesome.
Yeah, of course. Anybody with a Skype recorder going, that would be worth saving as a clip. of course, you know, that's the problem. I use Direct Connect here, and I don't have my Skype recorder going, so I can't really
capture. Oh, like you don't know how to go back and edit a show. Don't even try that, mister. I sat on my headphones. I don't even want to hear it.
She doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't want to hear it, but I'll play it anyway.
Headphones up my ass is not a very comfortable thing.
What?
Sat on my headphones.
Yes, that was Bubs like 2 years ago, sitting on her headphones on the radio, surprising everybody. And yeah, I was nasty and I grabbed that clip. So.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, boy.
One of my personal favorite clips, and I think it's you, Dink, is Cocksucker.
Yeah, I don't know. That really wasn't one of mine.
Whose was it? I swear it was you.
Cocksucker! That was
there you go.
Drifty.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Drifty.
I think it was Drifty.
It says Drifty, Cocksucker.
Right.
Yeah, no, no, the one I put up is...
You guys aren't going to start sucking each other's dicks, are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
but... you gotta love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's important sometimes that you have the right sound clip for the right time, but, you know, that is not always, that comes in a lot handier than you'd think.
I honestly think, I can't remember who has it, but one of my favorite clips is when this, you know, it comes out of nowhere and you hear this go, this guy go, "You need to shut the fuck up."
That's my show, and that's from Penn of Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah?
I love that one.
Yeah, that's mine.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
No, but I've been using the "you need to shut the fuck up" since I started radio when, and please don't fall asleep when I say this name, when I was doing radio with John Phoenix, 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 Phoenix. Okay, you can wake up now. I've been using that for years.
You're a comic genius.
Oh,
I like that one.
Yep.
I'm supposed to be opening a hardcore company with him, but his spelling mistakes are so freaking atrocious that I don't know if I can even handle reading what he writes.
Another one that I don't remember from, you know, it's been so long ago, you know, basically there was this little snippet that would come up as, "The price is wrong, bitch."
No, I don't remember that, but,
yeah, that's,
you know,
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. But let me tell you, you know, I'm beating around the bush, but I should just come right out and address the elephant in the room. Get that elephant out of my room. What the hell? Now there's a lot more room in here.
That's one way to blow your trumpet.
There you go.
Toot your horn. Okay, what about the elephant in the room? There's enough.
Elephant never forgets.
Yes, you must give us all a good spanking. After the spanking, the oral sex.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. From Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
God, that's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
That's my absolute favorite.
There you go.
Mine is, "I fart in your general direction."
Yeah, I don't think I have that. I don't think I have that one here. But
what was it? Your mother was a goat, and what was it? No, your father was a goat,
mother.
And your mother smelt of elderberries. That's what it was.
Yeah, your mother was a hamster.
Yeah, that's the one you.
Mhm. Yes, the French taunter from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The knight that can't be killed.
Mhm. The knight to say
knee. Knee.
I send it again to you if you does not appease us.
To bring us back some shrubbery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love that cheap shrubbery.
I love the Bridge of Death. You know, what's your favorite color? Blue? No, yellow. He gets thrown into. He messes up his own favorite color. Oh.
Flies around killing everybody in sight.
Yep. Absolutely.
How about you?
That's what's so great about the movie is how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm. Of course, anachronistic too, because it has the narrator and then the police come and arrest everybody at the end. I mean, it's just a.
And it has killer bunnies.
Killer rabbits.
Killer rabbits.
Of Kyra Banner. There was actually a wrestler with that name, Killer Rabbit of Kyra Banner. He just recently retired, actually. But do you remember? Yeah, remember that guy, Killer Rabbit of Kyra Banner? Yeah, he did. He retired. He was on my fans list, and I know when I last time I looked, he was all but gone, just completely gone.
Shitty.
So yeah, it was a shame. But I've seen a lot of people that. A lot of people come and go like that and then come back. So he might come back, you know. I think he did that already one time anyway. I think he disappeared and came back again. Never be sure. Usually those rabbits come back around Easter time anyhow.
I thought about retiring one time.
Yeah.
I almost retired
a week ago.
My eyebrow was the creature that couldn't seem to be killed at all, and the only way they managed, the only way it died was when the animator had a friggin' heart attack or something.
Yeah. The beast of the thousand eyes, whatever the hell that was.
Next thing you see is the friggin' animator flying out of his seat like something shot him or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that was Terry Gilliam, the director of such movies as Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and The Fisher King and stuff like that. Well, he's my favorite director, and he was the American Python.
When it comes to comedy like that, you can't beat Mel Brooks.
Oh, of course. I love Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is just a genius. Absolute genius. Yep. Even his last film, Dracula Dead and Loving It, was awesome. I poo-pooed that movie for a long time, and then I actually sat and just watched it, and it's really funny. And there's some excellent parts in it, and yeah, I thought he had lost it, but... What's that?
The best one to me is Men in Tights. I love that movie.
Men in Tights. And I love that.
Mine is Young Frankenstein. You can't beat Young Frankenstein. That's just
flat. That's a good one too.
And Blazing Saddles. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Funny as hell.
Badgers. We don't need no stinking badgers. Yeah.
Two absolutely hysterical movies from Mel Brooks. From the mind of Mel Brooks, suddenly he's turning into the Hollywood Rick Brutal show here at the Looney Bin talking about movies. Isn't it what?
It is turning into.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't start talking about food, turning into the cooking show again. That's what usually happens in every radio show.
It's hard for me to pick an absolute favorite comedy film because there's so many good ones, but I think one that I really love is Love at First Bite. That one was awesome.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good older film. That was a young Jim Carrey. And
Jim Carrey in a mask. That was Jim Carrey in a mask.
George
Stir Crazy.
Dracula in that movie.
Stir Crazy, very good. Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
That was their first movie together and their best movie together.
My favorite scene in that movie is, yeah, we're right. We got this. We don't take no shit off of nobody. We got this.
Yep, I remember that.
Mm-mm.
Jim Carrey in the mask. Good old Jim. You gotta love that guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean,
the pet
talk through their ass, right?
Only Jim Carrey in the mask. We have another caller here, ladies and
ding
gentlemen.
Ding dong! You didn't let me do my ding dong.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Ding dong! Inky, you have a caller.
I had no idea. Yes, I have a caller.
Is ding dong really a phone ring? Shouldn't it be like ring, ring, or something like that?
Okay, a
ring,
visitor.
Ring.
No, there you go, visitor.
And I don't believe I have a promo for him, so I'm going to bring on Pun, the Punisher, the psychologist. How you doing, Pun?
You still don't have a promo for me, really?
I don't think I have one here. No, it doesn't come up.
Okay.
Don't worry, Pun. I ain't got one either for no show.
It's a CM Punk promo. That's the best I can do for you.
That's all right. I'll figure it out one way or another.
All right.
I'll keep petitioning. Eventually, it'll happen.
So how you doing there, Pun?
Oh, not too bad. Just you guys are talking about a bunch of movies. I almost had flashbacks to Tuesday night show, but this is Monday, right?
I know. That's what I said.
Am I going crazy or is
Yeah, no, suddenly it turned into an unstoppable super show without anybody even noticing it. But so you have any plans for radio this week, Pun?
Yeah, there's plans for radio though every week. That's like pinky asking brain what he's going to do. It's the same thing I'm going to do every night, try and take over the world.
Oh, there you go.
I plan on doing some radio, for sure. Not
okay, well, we know that you don't do them on any sort of schedule, so...
I do them whenever
ding
I want.
Dong!
The witch is dead. Oh, sorry. We have
thank
a new...
You have another visitor!
We have
George Hamilton,
oh,
he is a good
well,
one, too.
Well, let me tell you, if pun is around, it's not, it isn't long before. Oh, I wonder if we have a promo for her. Do we have a song for the girl? No, we have nothing for the girl. So when pun is around, it's not long before Jaded shows up. Hello, Jaded girl. How are you today?
Wait a minute. Who's muted? What?
Who's muted?
I'm muted. Am I still there?
Hello.
Uh-huh.
We're all still here. Bubs mutes herself.
Yeah.
She's the only one muted. Hi, Jada girl.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jade.
How are you, hon?
Ha.
So are you, Jada girl, are you in a tag team in Looney Bin?
I don't know, pun.
She is not on a tag team. Neither is Pond.
I just stopped moving like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, huh?
Yes.
Wildfire is not on a tag team either. I got no partner.
No,
nobody wants me, man. I'm gonna
I can't tag team with everybody.
I don't want to tag team with you.
Oh, well, fine.
Do you have one? Oh. No.
No, I don't. We can fix. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm confused.
That's nothing new.
You're confused. I have no idea what's going on, and I'm the host of this damn show.
I think me and Kent are supposed to team, ain't we?
Right.
Are you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, David, we could
Baggy, Baggy and Kent.
I never knew he confirmed it or not.
I believe he
Were
did.
Were you just talking to me, Pun?
He disappeared off the air. His call dropped.
Who did?
Now who's talking to him?
What?
I know.
No
one's I don't know.
Come join the Looney Bin tag team division.
There you go. Yes. That's what we want. We got a promo for the tag team division.
Yeah.
Can I play with myself?
You want to tag with yourself?
Well,
no, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Somebody already tried
that.
That
was doing that.
But yeah, somebody
sure
already.
I think it was slapping, you know, down really well.
No, I don't think so, love. Don't think so. Yeah.
But I
the tag team division you have to sign up for because, you know, it's got to be, you've got to want it. To be in it. Now, as far as the hardcore division is concerned, you have to beg out of the hardcore division. Everybody gets put in the hardcore division in the Looney Bin, and we are asked to please beg out of the hardcore division if you don't want to be in it.
I noticed.
That's why I got a hardcore match. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. It's easier. Read your welcome spam. That's
easier.
What it says. I'm sorry, dear. What?
There's
113
people, and it's like, how the hell am I supposed to get through and give matches to 113 fucking people once a week?
Round robin. That's the only way to give
them
all. Hardcore round robin. And then it's a ball buster to go into every match and say, this is hardcore, don't fuck up, here's the link, go post your, you know, your match. But you got to do it.
Yeah, that'll be another upgrade you need to do.
I was polite.
For that.
I'm never rude. I was awfully polite.
You're beautiful and wonderful. Of course not. Never rude.
No.
But
not
my
nipples,
but my previous hardcore GM set two round robin matches and then complained that she didn't want to go into every match. And I said, well, you should have sent two. So, of course, I had to go in and put them in. And I can't just put them in. I have to blow kisses to all the women. So it takes me twice as long to do it. It blows kisses to so-and-so, blows kisses to the both, you know. Ugh, pain in the ass. Anyway, yeah.
So no two round robin matches, especially hardcore, you know?
Yeah. And, well, yeah, you told me that right from the start. And I was like, why the hell are you telling me this? I mean, it's pretty obvious a round robin in a company of that size that you only do one at a bloody time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, cost me millions of coins. What a fuck up. And that's a good part of the reason why she's not GMing for me anymore.
Yay!
Nor is she my girlfriend, but that's beside the point. What?
I'm very upset. Sorry, I'm just having a moment.
Oh, Lord.
You're having
Uh-oh.
A moment.
A moment.
Oh, I'm having a moment.
What, you break another finger?
Speed of the moment.
Oh, shut up about my fingers. I'm fucking fingers.
Yeah, well, so I broke her finger earlier in the week, or last at the end of last week. Wildfire broke her finger, and she's been typing with the she's been using the wrong fingers all to do everything with, and I'm sorry, that must be really frustrating. Bummer. But
yeah, you've got to use that middle finger, and it doesn't quite move quite as fast as that index finger does.
Mm-hmm.
That's true,
do you know what I did? Do you know what I did? You know, I mean, common thing, use the other hand, right? And so what did I do 2 days later? I slashed my thumb open on the other hand. So now I'm out actually my three fucking fingers.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like I don't even need to turn myself down at the moment because I don't have a headache. I've got sore fingers tonight, huh?
You're running out of fingers, huh?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with you?
There's a little finger, and the little finger's just not big enough.
Oh, man. Well, we wish you the best. Keep all your digits on your hands. Try not to lose a thumb, okay? Because let me tell you, without a thumb, you're lost.
Yeah, you are. I broke my thumb, and that was the worst thing that ever happened. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah? Oh, man.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
that. The girls don't need a thumb.
He's right, too. Without your thumb, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah. You can't open anything. You can't grab anything.
I don't know.
Go try to take a leak and open your pants. You can't do it.
Oh,
can't jerk off either.
For your gentleman.
We just won't see a pants.
Yes. I suppose that would hamper the self-pleasure business for a gentleman.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
No opposable thumb? Yeah.
No opposable thumb. Yeah.
No comment.
You need assistance.
Mm-hmm. No comment.
Yeah. Can you give me a hand with that?
Can't even tie your shoelaces. Yeah, come here. Yeah, I need help.
Yeah. Can you give me a hand with that, will you? Oh boy.
Wow.
Right into the gutter where it belongs. That's where I thought this show would head eventually, and it got right in the gutter.
Right in the gutter.
Sometimes a gutter's a good place to be.
You mentioned finger.
Don't you know gutter is where all the water goes?
Well, that's true, and it should get washed away, but no, we end up staying in the gutter most of the time. So,
yeah, it creates a nice little bit.
Gutter rats. Gutter rats.
Gutters.
So, I definitely want to do Mad Libs again next week. I'd like to try and find some more games that are kind of like that, like word games or something like that that we could play, because... you know, that fits in with the Looney theme. And, you know, I wanted to...
It does.
When I took over... you know, here's a little history on the Looney Bin, I guess, for this inaugural show. I started working at the Looney Bin in July. And I came in for Aria Blackbird. And I saw that she was running sort of a dismal place that didn't really have a lot of, you know... spark. It didn't have a lot of anything interesting. So I came in and she said, do something with the TV room, liven it up. So I did what I could, but I still couldn't get anybody involved. So I ran an event, like a pay-per-view style single event, though, something that I would have put in a pay-per-view. I called it Christmas in July, and that got some people interested. And we started a Christmas in July event, and the way it worked was nobody knew what was going on. It was actually called Christmas in July Secret Santa event. I had planned other events, but they never came off. It was just the one Secret Santa event. And the Secret Santa event was you got teamed up with someone, and then you found out that Santa Claus has gone crazy and set the house on fire, and you had to get out of the house as fast as possible. And it was a sort of a battle between you and your opponent to try and get out as fast as possible. Smart people figured out that one opponent was supposed to, you know, one of the competitors was supposed to take all the damage. And, you know, when they did moves, they were doing high moves that would damage themselves. And then the other person would get out. Now, if you could get out of the match without count out or disqualification in 16 moves, you got a 10,000 coin bonus and 5,000 coins for every move below 16. And some people got out in 8 moves, which is really great. So they made a lot of money. They had a lot of fun. And then after that, Aria said, why don't you take the loony bin? And I said, sure, I guess I'll take it over. And she's like, yeah, I'm getting too busy and I don't want to do this. So it took her like a month to actually transfer the loony bin to me. But as soon as she did, I changed all the graphics and tried to make it a more fun place. And you guys have responded by coming to the company and staying in the company and enjoying the things that the company's been doing. And I'm really grateful for that. And I want to thank all of you, all of you people in the chat room and anybody listening in on the on the replay. You know, I really, I'm really humbled by this whole thing. And I can't believe that, you know, the company's as big as it is and, as popular as it is. So I'm really thrilled that, without seeming to put in a whole lot of, you know, mind-bending effort. And that was the thing, is like the last time I ran a company, I was doing everything I could, and it was hard to keep my head above the water there. Here, it's like, I'm just, you know, I'm plugging away every day, I'm recruiting, and people are joining, people are having a good time, people are checking it out, and I really have my excellent GMs to thank for that, so, because that allows me a little bit more of creative time to come up with other things. And then I waste my time with radio. So,
No, there you go. You've been doing artwork for me.
It's not a waste.
Yeah,
you do good things, Dinklage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I try. Mm-hmm. I try, but I'm really proud of the Loony Bin, and I'm happy to be able to bring us this inaugural show of Loony Bin Radio. And we're swinging into our last quarter of an hour here, so I certainly want to open it up to everybody, give everybody plenty of time to promote their companies, their things that they want to do. I'm going to go right down the list as it sits here in the studio. Bagwell, Crusher Bagwell, do you have anything you want to promote?
No, I don't own no companies. I just drift around.
Okay. I'm
a drunken mercenary for hire.
There you go. Drunken mercenaries for hire. Contact Crusher Bagwell. Tanky, you want to promote something?
Yeah, I'm on air after this show is done, so those of you not going to the after party, I'll post the link in the chat and you can follow me.
Please.
In 15. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to follow you. You know I'm going to follow you.
Oh, you're going to follow her no matter where she goes.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nightmare Child, anything you want to promote there, son?
KISS Wrestling, run by my good friend, it's Just Angel, bitch.
There she is. It's Just Angel, bitch. Okay. Jaded Girl, you got anything you want to promote?
No.
No. Aww. Not at all.
No.
Short and to the point.
What about you, Pun? You got anything you want to promote?
Yeah, actually, I got a couple things I want to promote. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, Extreme Wrestling Alliance returns back to television next Saturday night. If you're not in my brother company, get in there now. I'm working on some title tournaments and a bunch of other stuff going on. I will be back to full-fledged GMing, artwork, company riff-raff, all beginning by next Tuesday. So get in the company now if you want a good shot at getting anywhere, because usually when this company starts,
hi,
where you want to be is an Extreme Wrestling Alliance. Now join me on air. I will be on air. Oh, God.
Whenever he wants.
Go on a left. Probably tomorrow night.
Probably tomorrow night.
Hollywood Rick Brutal's. Oh, actually, I guarantee you, I'll be at tomorrow night following Hollywood Rick Brutal's show. And
all
then,
right.
Saturday night, I believe. So check that out. And thanks.
All right.
I have something else to promote.
What's that?
I would like to promote Marijuanica and Marijuanica products.
I second that emotion.
Yes, we cannabis.
Yes, we cannabis.
Hank Hill would be proud.
And promote
and marijuana.
Promote Budweiser.
Marijuanica. No, ew, it's beer. Ew.
Okay.
You never complained before.
Beer's gross. I don't like beer. I hate beer. who are you fooling? Ew.
Beer looks like piss.
Tastes like piss.
Well,
damn,
depending on what kind
damn,
of beer. I like my beers.
Damn, I can't do nothing.
I do enjoy.
Well,
drink
Canadian beer. It's not watered down, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck beer. I'm sticking with Pepsi.
Black label, something like that. Moosehead.
Give me some fucking Black Velvet. Give me some kind of whiskey.
Canadian.
Jameson.
I didn't go to the hard stuff. Canadian Miss.
Yeah, American beer is like making love in a canoe, you know? It's fucking close to water.
I would get offended, but that's too funny.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Write
that down.
On the waterbed.
I could have used that.
There you go. Write that down. Okay. Wild Child. No, Wildfire. Why am I saying Wild Child? Wildfire, my dear. Do you have anything you want to promote, lovely?
Yeah, I just opened Smoke and Mirrors today, and I've got a bit of an event going on, tic-tac-toe. You know, win a match, put a marker on the board, and try and win new rounds to get up on three. Just for something fun, something different.
Oh, definitely send me an invite. Right away. I don't know why you didn't already. Is there one in my inbox? I don't even know. Send me an invite.
No. I don't push people. I don't push people. But, you know, I was bored at work and I was trying to find ideas.
Push people. We've been
change.
Bullshitting all day, push people. You could have told me. Oh, I just hope it's fucking
people.
Thankless. You've got to be careful with what you say. I'm getting one hell of a great reel here. Last week you said you were going to go gay on radio, and this week I got you saying put it in my inbox. If you get a couple more, man, I've got you good.
Yeah. You're gonna railroad me with an audio clip. Oh,
no, you
boy.
Just said railroad. You are making this way too easy for me.
Okay, I'm going to shut up before I hang myself any further.
Hey, it's better to shut up than shut down, right?
Oh,
and my lovely co-host, Cassie Jo, do you have anything you want to promote on the air?
I do. I'm going to also, besides Looney Bin, sorry about that, promote 3121 Wrestling. And I'm going to put that link in the chat. And I'm also, just so everybody knows, I'm promoting a $5 million coin giveaway.
Wow.
No, free. No entry fee. Because I got money to spend.
Well, hey, there you go. And that's at you're doing that at 3121?
Yes, I am.
All right, then I guess everybody should join 3121 for a, and it's a free giveaway?
Yeah, it's free.
I'm
so it's not
I'm
a,
already
it's
there.
Not a, It's not a join and leave.
You can join and stay. You can join and leave. Open challenge is 15,000 coins.
Nice. Very nice.
I joined
by
and never left.
Miss Undertaker 3121.
One of my favorite people. I love Miss Undertaker.
Yeah.
She's an impet. She's an impet of mine. Just like you are.
Yes. And that works wonders for me.
Yeah, well, you know, you get a fan here, you get a fan there. That's what it's really all about.
Fans are getting so hard to get.
But there's new people cropping up all the time. Of course, they're also old people, but there's very few new people. I actually met somebody the other day who said he was completely new. He really didn't know what he was doing in the game. I tried to help him out.
Yeah.
It was like, really? You're really new? You don't have a brother that plays or a sister or something? Nope.
I've been there 5 years and I still don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually ran into a new person too, but he knows Crushing Kelly. He's friends with her outside the game. Let me see if I could find his name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. His name is Benjamin. Benjamin the Killer Burkemper.
Wow.
Okay. Benjamin the Killer Burkemper. Well,
yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I'll see if I can find that guy, fan him up.
I'm going to. Yeah.
All righty then.
Mm-hmm.
Because
once you get, once you get up around.
Told him he's coming. He's coming to Looney Bin. I told him he was in Looney Bin and he left. And I told him, I go, why would you leave Looney Bin? It's great. I'll come back.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, you know, what can you do? You know, like we were saying before, like Cassie was saying before, that the frustration with tag teams is when one person leaves the team and the other person doesn't even know it. Their partner doesn't even know it. And you go to set the tag team match and you're like, wait a minute, how come, oh, damn it, somebody left. And then you're screwed because you had tag teams all set up equally and now you've got to like decide what team gets knocked out and try and bring another team in. And you know, there's really no way to know unless you stay right on top of everybody who comes and goes every single day. And I don't expect that of my tag team GM to follow that closely. You know.
Too much work.
Yeah, it is.
I do what I can.
Yeah, well, like I said, it ain't easy. But,
I stopped GM because I got tired of dealing with people.
Yeah.
Dink? Bale wants to know, what does it take for a bum to become an impet? And he's dumpster jiggling.
There you go, Dinklage.
Well, you know, Bale, your moves might get you in the door, but usually I like to keep my impets female for the most part. This started... the impet whole thing, the whole impet thing started with a guy, but before it was an impet, somebody just said, hey, dude, you're fanning a lot of people. Can you put me on your list? And I said, what list? He goes, you know, when you fan somebody back, like make, you know, put me on a, just tell them, you know, fan me too. So I started with that and I started gaining some other people. And then I noticed this guy was like not even doing his own fanning. I said, the hell, I'm not going to get him fans anymore. He's kind of left the game now. So he was gone, and it just ended up that it was always somebody, whoever was my girlfriend. And then when they stopped being my girlfriend, they would just move down on the list a little bit. And, you know, I was running a company with Shell Kneebreaker. She was there. When that company closed, she moved down the list. Suddenly, I just had this whole list of women. And years ago, Pammy Palmer coined the phrase impet, so I made that my impet list.
Oh my god, how many women have you been through, dude?
Oh, I've been through a lot of women.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I try and get through them.
All right, so, yeah, I
whoever is typing, stop typing.
I want to see Vale hooked up as an impet now. I so want to see it happen.
You want to see Vale as an impet? Let me see. I'll have to dress him in a tutu or something like that, but maybe.
Don't mess with my tutu. Don't mess with my tutu.
I gotta change my my cover picture on Facebook. For some reason today, everybody liked my cover picture. It's been there since July, but everybody liked my cover picture suddenly today. It's like, what, did they just notice? Those are impets on my list that weren't there. Yeah, Drifty has been coming to the radio shows because he can't get into the game. So hello, Drifty. Drifty was my sheriff in the old company me and Shell Kneebreaker ran.
We miss Drifty. So
lovely. Yes, we all miss Drifty.
Drifty was fun.
Hey, nobody's read the list of in the chat room. Now, Tank Girl, I thought you were supposed to read the list in the chat room.
You never told me to.
Well, why don't you do that now?
All right, people, you know where you are, you know what this is, you know who's on air, but let's tell you who's in the chat. In the chat is Drifty the Shrunken Clown, who comes to the show with 4 minutes left. We also have Bacon Vale, Furious Pimpin, D&D, I'm just calling you Coos. I guess, don't get any special cookies, no special brownies, no nothing special for you. Go be a special helmet-wearing window licker. Yeah, do that. Anyways, we also have Judge's Misfit Icon. We got Cuke. Hi, Cuke. I haven't seen you in a long while.
Yeah.
We got Minion Taker. Yeah, you're a little Cukey. We also have Miss Tazzy. Scroll down. We got the Beast and Wildfire, if she's not on air anymore. If she's on air, I'm sorry. We still got you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, yes. It was nice to see that. Nice to hear everybody in the chat room. Thank you for coming in to all you people who are attending the chat room today. Did you mention Vacant Vale? Yeah, I guess you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
What's that?
I think my own fiance is skipping me.
No, she said excluding the people who are talking.
Yeah. Thank you.
But she didn't leave you out.
No, she didn't. She just, for economy's sake, she didn't read every single name in the chat room.
That's right. Because everybody knows who's on it. Everybody knows who's on there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who I was.
Oh, well, you better know where the fuck you are. Shit. Your ego is being stroked enough by being on air. It doesn't need to be stroked anymore. Okay?
That's right. And, you know, it is. It's interesting when you call into radio for you people who are not calling in and don't call in. Radio is kind of addictive. So once you start calling in and you find your voice on the radio, you suddenly feel like maybe you want to talk a little more and talk a little more and talk a little more. And next thing you know, you want to do every radio show and that.
Or you get drug in to help with every damn radio show. And you're ready to start shooting people.
Yes, and I want to thank Bubs for being absolutely wonderful and being here tonight to help with this inaugural radio show as we swing into our last minute of it. I do want to thank Bubs and Wildfire and the lovely Cassie Joe, my GM and partner, what do we call her, co-host on this radio event, and everybody who called in and is in the chat room and everybody listening on the replay. We are headed for the after party, so I just want to say good night, and follow Tank Girl over to her show, and she'll post that in the chat room again, Tanky, if you could. And she's going to be taking off, so we just want to say
I'm going with her,
and Bagwell's going with her. We just want to say good night to everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Loony Bin. We'll see
night.
You next week
night.
Here on
night.
Back to Basics Radio night. Network.
Hasta la vista.
And we are in the after party.
Yo, I'm out, sweetheart. Great show.
So
all right,
much.
Thank
it was
you
really
very,
fun.
Very much. Thank you, sweetie. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the
later,
after
guys.
Party is recorded for people who listen on the replay. So don't say anything you don't want heard by the public because it's still public.
Okay, here, let me go ahead and say what I don't want people to hear. I don't like you, your assholes, your pains in my neck. I just don't care anymore. Oh, sorry.
Bubs?
Yes.
Tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really feel.
No,
that was very eloquent.
I am a lady.
Y'all have fun.
All right, Bagwell, thanks for calling in, man. Thank you very much.
No problem, anytime.
Take care. All right, thank you. Bagwell and Nightmare Child are out of here. Well, Bagwell's not out here yet, but they're leaving, going to the other show right away. So, all right, there he is. Baggy just took off. All right. Wow, what did you guys think of the show tonight?
I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I like the members.
Yeah, I need one more thing to sustain, you know, nuttiness, because I felt like I was kind of grasping at straws for a little while there. And 90 minutes is, you know, again, because it's against Raw and we don't have the full, you know, amount of people in the chat room and not everybody.
I saw you were up to 23, and that's pretty good for
pretty damn good. And we had a good number of callers too. So yeah, I'm not disappointed at all. I'm disappointed more in the fact that I felt like I needed one more thing to do. That's why I played that song, because I thought, you know, that would be another thing I could do. Oh shit, I was supposed to mention Meat Factory Hardcore Wrestling. They wanted me to announce their company on the radio tonight. Well, it's in the after party. Meat Factory Hardcore Wrestling. There you go. Join Meat Factory Hardcore Wrestling if you want hardcore meat.
Do you mind?
What?
Did you do the swamp thing?
No, you did the swamp thing.
Oh, I didn't do the swamp thing.
Well,
no, she didn't.
Thank you. Thank you, did. Thank you, did the swamp thing. Thank you, promoted swamp. Yeah, she did. She said, get your ass in the swamp. I don't know why you're not. If you're not in the swamp, get your ass in there. And then she admonished the people on the radio who weren't in the swamp. Yeah,
I'm not in the swamp.
Well, get your ass in the swamp.
Yeah, she's gotta invite me back, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually
right now, while I was watching Daniel Bryan and trying not to cry, which, yeah, I finally gave up, I was working on a graphic for the next pay-per-view.
Ah, okay.
I'm not actually in the end game at the moment, but I will be.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I won my pay-per-view match against Fred. That was a crazy match.
Yeah, but you cheated first, so I should.
He cheated second.
I know he cheated second, but you cheated first.
I just realized I could have.
I know Fred, if you had a problem here, they told me to cheat.
I noticed, did ya?
I just realized that I did my pet peeve and didn't promote all the other shows on this radio station that I made promos for, so every show could promote them. And I just slipped my mind. I was looking for things to do. Oh, normally, play a promo. Play an After Hours promo. Play an Unstoppable Super Show promo.
I'll be able to do some promos here next week. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I need an entrance theme for you. Anyway.
Yeah?
So I'm going to beg off because I got to work in the morning. So.
Okay, Cass. Thank you very
all right.
much.
No problem. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Cassie, I'll have that invite in your inbox when you get on tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Right. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right, you
good
too.
Night.
Bye-bye. All right.
I'm so glad I don't have to work in the morning.
Yeah. Work.
I think I'm cold.
Work is a four-letter word.
I have to work in the morning. But that's
all right, so I'm getting in. 1 minute. And a Cassie one and Jaded?
What?
Cassie and Jaded, right? Yep.
What did I do?
You're getting an invite to the Swamp. Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation. CSWF.
I gotta find me a company to drop in.
Drop the company.
Bucks don't work. I lost $20 yesterday and I don't even know how.
I've been in CSWF for I don't even know how long off and on.
Yeah, I know. I've been off and on.
Bubs knows the answers. I don't even know if Bub knows the answer to that one because I sure as hell don't.
What?
Well, run down the list of your companies, and we'll tell you which one to leave. Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
Let me see. I got Channel 13, Looney Bin.
Oh, no. What?
You can't leave 13. That's my sister's.
Okay. Looney Bin, NMOB, D, Meat Factory. Naughty or Nice, and I'm going to leave this one here.
All right.
And Ring Wars and Weather and Late.
Hi, Waldy.
I'm going to cook some dinner.
What?
Everyone is already
okay.
In my house.
Okay, Wildfire, thank you for calling in, hon.
That's all right. It's hard to cook over everyone. There's too many people cooking at once.
I know. Well, it's good that way. That means we're active.
Well, no, not necessarily, because everything kind of gets all muddled up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've got to bounce. Yeah. I've got to go cook dinner. I'll feed the family.
All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in, hon. I really appreciate it.
All right. I'll catch you later anyway.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, now I have an open slot.
There you go. See, look at that. She can just join the Looney Bin. Not the Looney Bin, the Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation. Got the Looney Bin on the mind. Gee, I wonder why. I'm looking at the words the Looney Bin here on my screen the whole time.
And I can be bored with it. It's not that. Yeah.
You're in the Brotherhood of Violence?
Yeah, I went back in there. And,
is there anything going on?
I haven't heard that company's name in a while.
And I tried reviving that thing. I tried reviving the clubhouse. It was just nothing. And I needed a biker bitch. So I tried getting what's her name? Abigail Hain. I wanted Abby. She ran into her problems. And then I tried getting you, Jaded Girl, and you were going out with Johnny Iceman Johns. I was like, come on. The hell with him. The hell with Darius Baggersault. Hook up with Dinklage. Ride the motorcycle. Let Dinklage be in the sidecar. But no. That never happened. So yeah, it was tough being in Brotherhood of Violence when
there's
nothing
no
was happening.
Hold on, there's no homo tagged on the statement. But no matter what company I'm in, I will totally ride a motorcycle and stick a midget in my sidecar any day of the week because that's fucking entertaining. Okay.
Exactly, that was the whole thing. Well, I first started in that company when I was dating Tracy Barr. And that was the thing. I was going to put her big fat ass on a motorcycle and have me in the little head sticking out of the sidecar. That was going to be the joke. But Tracy and I broke up before I could ever do that. So it's like, shit, I kind of wanted to do that. So I wanted to do that with somebody else. I have the picture of the motorcycle and sidecar ready to go, you know. But it was just funny that Dinklage and Tracy were together because she's a plus-size girl. and Dinklage is a little guy.
No, stop that. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So funny as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just checking. Yeah, okay. Nothing's going on in that company. Minifee still has a damn title in there. She
really?
How long? Yeah, I just left it again. Done.
Yeah.
All right, I got two open spots.
I know it's Angel Bitch was trying to keep it going for a while, but.
Yeah, but she's got like five other freaking companies here.
I know. She's too much.
Some kind of, and then Ring Wars on top of that? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There ain't enough hours in the day to do that shit. I don't know how fuck JT does it.
I do.
Well,
I
yeah,
do.
I do, but.
Yes, he does it by the sweat of his frow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So,
All right. Now I have to get out.
I love people who jump off the call and then message me, thinking, well, he's not on the call.
Who did that?
I just get him messaging me the whole time. I'm doing
Nightmare Child. He wants some bullshit about music. It's like, yeah, just come on. I don't want to talk about music, you pain in the ass. He won't listen to the after party because he came to the show. So, don't anybody tell Nightmare Child to call them a pain in the ass. No, he knows. He knows we're friends. We bullshit all the time. All right.
Funny. He's going to leave the call and then bullshit you about music.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking hilarious.
Well, I tell you what, folks, I think we're pretty much exhausted from this after party here. So I think I'm going to go ahead and end it and let you all go. Huh?
Said Yahoo, what?
Yahoo, what? I'm going to end the after party.
You,
I just want to thank you, everybody, for if you're listening in on the replay and you've gone this far, I apologize for this after party. But we will be back next week.
The after party is for us to wind down, so if they don't like it...
Yeah, that's it. It's wound down to nothing. So I'll let everybody go. Thank you, guys, for calling in, and thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. And thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.